Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson on the road today. We are at the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair, an annual trip for us, part of the community service here at 97 on a ticket. Scott, how are you?
Doing just fine.
That's good?
Yeah.
Anything exciting in the Gator household on a Wednesday night?
Oh, let's see. I went over to my mom's house and did check out her new deck.
Oh, this was a big project.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Is this the home you grew up in?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No, they moved out of that. They moved into this house, I think, in like 1999, 2000, somewhere in there.
Okay, gotcha.
The old deck needed to be removed and put some new Trex decking in.
So yeah.
Thanks to the people over at Builders First Source, they helped me find somebody to help do that.
So
that,
success.
Success, yeah. It looks great. She's very happy with it. And then it was an Arby's night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Did you get the steak bites?
No, I didn't get the steak
bites. Oh.
No.
Dude, Kang, there was his chance to get the steak bites.
Yeah, you know, Gator seems like a guy that would stay away from the steak bites, I think, actually.
I don't, you know, steak's fine. I enjoy steak.
But steak bites, I don't get steak bites.
Look,
from Arby's.
Arby's does everything really well. So their roast beef sandwiches are fine.
You're not stoked for the fast food steak?
Yeah, no. My mom was all excited about the French dip and Swiss.
Oh, really?
And raved about it. Absolutely raved about it.
Okay.
So there's that. She raved about it.
Good.
And I just stuck with the roast beef sandwiches. And
excellent.
Glad and I went off it. The board. I went with crinkle fries instead of the curly fries.
And how do we feel about that decision?
I'm fine with it. I like the crinkle fry.
My first thought is regrettable. I love the curly fry.
Problem is sometimes you get the curly fry that's like 10 feet long.
And that's a problem?
Because you keep pulling and got to keep biting at it.
Too much work?
It's too much work.
Is that too much work for you?
I don't want to go greasy. You know how I am getting messy with it. So, but it was a good night.
All right, so Pistons win.
And I didn't have to stay for the Golden Bachelor, which made it even better.
Okay, cool. And always a good thing. Pistons won last night, which was awesome. They have now won 6 of 7. And, you know, I'm not expecting much in terms of Piston love outside of Detroit. And I'm not getting much in terms of Piston love outside of Detroit. I got up really early this morning, show prep, watching SportsCenter, nothing on the Pistons, get up starts, nothing on the Pistons. And I'm like, you know, I'm not shocked and I'm not even angry, but it just makes me wonder. They're 6-2, okay? And it's early in the season. I'm wondering where is the threshold that needs – what's the threshold that needs to get crossed for them to lead SportsCenter?
Well, apparently it's more than 19 points in the fourth quarter from your superstar player in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Apparently it's more than, another 20-20 night for Jalen Duren.
Right.
Apparently it's more than having a defensive effort that shows that you only gave up 14 points in the third quarter in an NBA game, in today's NBA.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the threshold is.
I'm even looking for...
Maybe you have to play for New York or L.A.
or maybe you have to play New York or LA.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, look, I'm not even mad about it, okay? But I was kind of psyched about the way that they're playing, and I'm like, this is better. This is good. I'm enjoying this. And you know, hey, Detroit, look, our team's won 6 of 7, and winning in a variety of ways. Cade takes over fourth quarters, 22 points and 22 rebounds, as you mentioned, for Duren. I was wondering if the highlight of Asar Thompson having to duck to keep a hit from hitting his head on the rim, maybe they'd show that. But no.
What highlights did they show?
They showed it led with Lakers Spurs, so Wembanyama versus the Lakers, right?
Right, and that was getting down to the wire. So aside from that, though, I mean,
again, I'm not mad.
Oklahoma State loses the first game of the year, that takes precedent, and then we're done talking basketball.
I don't know. I'm not mad.
I want you to get mad.
No, I don't want to get mad. I'm just wondering when do we get top billing? What will it take? And maybe we'll never get there. Like, maybe this team won't ever deserve top billing. But will we ever lead SportsCenter? Not that I expected it. Not that I expected it.
Well, I think what we know about, even to an extent with the fan base, although not now because they got to the playoffs last year, but you need to have some playoff success, postseason success, to get more noticed. I don't know. I think Cade's off to a hell of a start. It's really a shame if they're not going to start to follow that, but it's early in the season. Maybe that's just the simple explanation. It's early. The big topic is apparently a LeBron-less Lakers team.
I guess.
Against Wembanyama.
Well, and I mean, look, it's the team has to earn it. It doesn't impact who they are. It doesn't impact the reality. And it really doesn't impact my enjoyment of the team. I just got curious today going, huh, we're not on the radar. Not on the radar of the national media yet. Understanding this, okay? If anyone wants to know what it's like for people bitching about what you are covering, we know.
Yeah.
Kang, at any given time, and Kang sees the ticket text as they come in, at any given time, there's plenty of suggestions about us talking about the wrong thing. Is there not?
Only every time I open up ticket text.
Every single time somebody's telling us, why are you talking about this? Why are you talking about that? So I have sympathy. I understand. SportsCenter and GetUp, they're doing what they think gets them ratings. And so with that as the backdrop and knowing that, when do the Pistons get ratings outside of Detroit?
After the Super Bowl?
After the Super Bowl?
Get rid of football and then you can pay attention to other sports? There's like a three-week window.
Because the one thing that they're bringing to the table now is a superstar, right? I mean, we have one of the young, exciting superstars in this league.
Well, he's not a superstar until you start talking about him nationally.
I guess, yeah. Maybe that's
it's a cat chasing its tail.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or a dog chasing its tail.
Again, not mad, just curious. And maybe Pistons fans, I don't know if you out there have any. Because I'll give you an example. I got relatives in San Diego and New York City, okay? From coast to shining coast. All time zones in between, right? San Diego texts me and asks questions. It says, what's up with the Lions? Why didn't Lions make a move? New York tells me, good old Ray Karsh tells me, Lions are a fun team to watch. And since his Raiders aren't doing anything, he's into the Lions. That, we've crossed the threshold with the Lions.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if we're going to get it with the Pistons.
Because it's football, and football rules, as you know. And then the Lions have been, I mean, since Dan Campbell came on the scene, you can't ignore him.
Yeah.
I mean, the biting kneecaps and all that, and then turning into the season they had the following year, the second half of that season. And there's lots to like. There's a reason. And then this team is now a Super Bowl contending team.
Well, anyway, I just, you know, I mean, I'm curious if fans think that, you know, at some point this is going to happen, if we've got the stuff here in Detroit to lead a sports center with the Pistons. Dan Campbell spoke yesterday a little bit about the trade deadline, provided some insight on why they did what they did or did not do. And so we will get to that coming up here on the Karsh and Anderson program. Also, a little bit later on, things are starting to percolate today. Free agency opens today. Is that correct? It's today, right?
Yeah. Today is the first real day.
There's more and more reporting on Scoobal and more names getting floated out there. as to organizations that might be interested in what they might have to give up if they want Tarek Skubal from the Detroit Tigers. So that comes later in the show. Also, Wings back in action tonight. Just some of the things we'll be kicking off and talking about today here on Carson Anderson. Again, we're on the road from Ford Field from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. We are at Ford Field for the MAB Career Fair, and we've been here. Is this our fourth time or fifth time?
Yes.
Once we were up in that lobby, another time we were around the corner. I know we were underneath by the
gates.
This
is at least number four.
Yeah, but anyway, so Lions. As we wake up on Thursday morning, how do you think people are feeling about their Lions?
I think disappointed.
Still?
Yeah, I think they're still stung.
Kind of wondered if some of that hangover from the Sunday-Tuesday thing had worn off by now.
I think that the Sunday game really put Lions fans in a tizzy. And then the no movement at the deadline doesn't help.
I thought we'd get to a darker place. I didn't think we'd get to a season's over kind of dark place. which in some, like yesterday we ran that. Sorry, I interrupted you, but.
Kind of did, but it's okay.
The Twitter poll we ran, the Lions are done, no Super Bowl this year, 39.3%. Do you think that's truly reflective of how Detroit feels about the Lions, that nearly 40% of people say no shot at the Super Bowl after Sunday's loss and a trade deadline that goes wanting?
I would hope not. I mean, we'd like to ask questions to people that have that opinion. And my first question is, okay, well, who from the NFC do you think are real contenders? And I would imagine that everyone would say, at the very least, Philadelphia.
Yep.
And then probably number two, people might say, I don't know. I don't know what it is, because you got a three-way. You got three teams in the NFC West that have six wins. So pick one of those.
Can't be Green Bay, because Green Bay had a bad loss and didn't make a trade.
See, but that's the thing, and it's not like it's a trap question, but it's a question. And then when somebody says Green Bay, then you're like, okay, you know, Green Bay just got beat by Carolina
and
at home,
and didn't make a trade.
Yeah,
and at the trade deadline.
No, but Green Bay didn't make a trade at the deadline, but they made a trade to start the season. And I count that as basically the same. They made a trade, and it's a massive trade that they got just in time to start the year. And it had a little bit of an impact against the Lions, and has had a major impact since. So,
I mean, Chiefs didn't, Broncos didn't, 49ers didn't.
No, plenty of teams
didn't. Rams didn't, Buccaneers didn't. And so, look.
And some teams can't.
To go from 1 week ago, and I just can't get over this, Adam Schefter on, I think it was Thursday or Friday, said they're the model organization in the NFL. To 1 week later, fans thinking no Super Bowl. And here's what there isn't, Gator. There isn't wide sweeping criticism of the Lions for not pulling a trade. And what I mean by that is this league only has 32 teams. There are experts in this. There are national guys that they can cover all 32. It's not like college football where there's 119 teams, or college basketball where there's 360 teams, where you can't cover everybody. People in the league, they can cover everybody. There isn't wide sweeping criticism of the Lions for not making a move.
I've seen some.
Have you?
I think it was, I figure it was a story from The Athletic or Sports Illustrated. It may have been Sports Illustrated that had something about the one of the losers of the deadline were the Lions for not doing something.
I did not see that.
But it's not, I mean, look.
That's also one is not wide sweeping.
I didn't say it was wide sweeping.
No.
I said I have seen it. But it's, it is what it is. Look, I'm still disappointed by it, but nothing you can do about it at this point. And when you hear the injury report come out every day and you see that some players still haven't returned to practice, you get concerned. I feel a lot better because Penei Sewell basically says he's ready to go. He'll be fine to go for Sunday. He basically was on the sidelines yesterday at practice, so we'll see if he's a participant today. I think you're waiting to see on a lot of players if they're going to return today to practice, and that would be big. And also in other sports, too, waiting to see if Patrick Kane's going to practice today. but it's big for the Lions because, you know, that many guys out is it's kind of scary that you had that many guys out, and then you find out that Dan Skipper didn't practice, too. Okay, is that something to be concerned about? Because that's your backup. And that's the third tackle that, you know, going through your starting tackle, who in Taylor Decker, who may not play. Then Skipper, and Manu is already on IR, and, you know, we've got problems. Sorsdahl, actually, that's another one that's out for the year. So I'm starting to get a little concerned with how thin that is, and that's why I wanted them to go make a trade. But they did acquire guys, not through trade, through free agency, brought guys in and signed them to the practice squad. So I would imagine that they've got their eye on at least one of those players that's expected to join the active roster for the game on Sunday.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, you hear what Dan Campbell had to say about the trade deadline. Real more insight on what the thinking was in the offices at Ford or at Allen Park, the headquarters of the Lions. Let's go to Tony on a cell. You're on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Tony.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
I think that model team is a straw man fact. I think that's for the loser teams, you know, that have been beat up for decades, like the Lions once were. We've been there, done that. We haven't done anything, really, since making the NFC Championship game. We need to win, right? We need to win the Super Bowl. We need to be the Chiefs. We need to be the The Eagles, they need to be these teams that are winning, like the Rams.
They did win 15 games last year, and they had the injuries, and that's why they lost the game in the playoffs.
Let me be clear here. And I just and of course, like I think until they win a Super Bowl, we're all going to want to – how do they get there is really what the debate is. Well, are they doing the right things to get there? Is the path they're taking acceptable, or would you do it a different way? Since the NFC title game, they've quote-unquote not done anything. They've played one season. They have one banked season since the NFC title game. They went 15-2, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. It's not like they've been struggling since the NFC title game for the last 6-7 years. This is the second year since the NFC title game. Right? It's only the second year.
It is. And, I mean, if you're upset because they didn't do anything, well, last year at the trade deadline, they acquired a defensive end.
The most significant edge rusher that was traded traded to Detroit.
Then you go into the offseason, and they acquired the number one cornerback that was on the free agent market, who's hurt. So to say they haven't done anything, I just categorically disagree with that. If you want to say that they should have done more, that's a different argument.
Yes.
And that's fine. Have that argument.
Now, I think we all know that until they win the Super Bowl, there will be angst and there will be complaining. And maybe they never will win the Super Bowl. I guess, let me ask you this. Without having a Super Bowl yet, is Dan Campbell as credible as one could be without having won a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
it's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. You got to fill that tank up 100%. And that Super Bowl might be the last 30%, but I find him very credible.
I mean, they have gotten to an NFC Championship game.
Yep.
They've made the playoffs back-to-back years. They've won the division. So he's accomplished a lot. But, no, they haven't gotten to the Super Bowl, and that's what everybody wants. And your question is right. Have they crafted the right path to get there? What would you have done differently? How would you have done things differently? And can they still get there this year? And I think the answer is – still, yes, they can still get there this year. We still have 9 games left in the season. Lots can happen in 9 games in the season, not only to your team, but to other teams. We saw last year how devastating the season was as it wore on injury-wise for the Detroit Lions. That can happen to another team.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll swing around the NFL with the Blitz thingy next. By the way, I just looked down at Twitch. Somebody's complaining. The Pistons are 6-2, by the way. We opened the show with the Pistons. That's what we did. Open the show with the Pistons.
How dare you?
It's Carson Anderson. The Blitz thingy is straight ahead. Dan
Campbell.
Want to
give a shout out to the ladies?
From Thurston High School. The anchors there came by and said hello.
The TV
and gave us. They rattled off like 6 names.
It was rather quick.
It was hard to get all the names. But we'll talk some NFL straight ahead. And again, what Dan Campbell had to say yesterday about the trade deadline at 11 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our caller, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll get back to your calls coming up here on 97.1. Gator, you ready for the blitz thingy?
I am.
Ready, set, hook. All right, did the college one yesterday. I led off, you lead off today. Kang's got a six-pack of questions on your market set. Question.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Now with 17 NFL games, it's kind of weird to figure out where the halfway point is, but I figured now is the time. So who is your first half MVP?
I think it was Drake May, the quarterback of the Patriots. He's the number two rated passer in all of football behind only Lamar Jackson. And, you know, Lamar's only played in five games and Drake has played in nine. So he's got a longer track record there. His team is 7-2. They lead the AFC East. All while being sacked the second most times in the NFL. Drake May is playing out of his mind. I don't care that the schedule hasn't looked all that good. They did beat Buffalo, and that's impressive. I think Drake May is the MVP of the first half.
So I came down to two candidates. One was Daniel Jones, and the other was Drake May. And I want to be clear. This is not a prediction of who is going to win, correct, Kang? This is who so far is the MVP, right?
Yes, who is your first half
okay.
MVP?
Okay, yep. I agree with you. I think it's Drake May. His completion percentage is 74%, and he's throwing the ball downfield. This isn't a checkdown guy. His yards per attempt is 9.4, I believe, which is third best in the NFL. 17 touchdowns, 4 picks. I'm with you, man. I think it's Drake May.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of good candidates for the first half this year, Drake May being one of them, of course. But with the other quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones – those guys have all had incredible first halves of the year as well. With that being said, I'm going with a running back because I feel like this is always a quarterback award, but the running back gets no love. I think one of the reasons why the Colts and Daniel Jones are so good this year is because of Jonathan Taylor. 895 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. If he's around the goal line, if the Colts are around the goal line, it's almost an automatic touchdown for Jonathan Taylor. Plus, he can also break the long ones as well. He has also made Daniel Jones a very rich man because of this. Daniel Jones is going to get a big extension from the Colts at the end of the year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Jonathan Taylor, who is my first half MVP. All right, Kyler Murray. Guys, will he be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals in 2026?
What am I, from the future? How do I know if he's going to be the starter? This is one of the questions you ask, Kang, where I'm like, God, I really don't have any clue what Arizona is going to do. So I Googled it.
Oh. Tell me he did not do that.
If it were me,
okay,
he would still be the starter. I would not give up on his skill set. So I would ride it out with him. On top of that, they're not losing enough to have a super high draft pick, and I'm not crazy about this year's crop of quarterbacks, so I wouldn't play for any of those. There's nobody worth tanking for. So if it were me, yes, Kyler Murray would be the starting quarterback next year in Arizona.
Look, I think he has to be the starting quarterback for them next year. There's a $53 million cap hit if they decide to move on from him. I realize they can keep him on the team and still move on from him, but then if you have somebody who's making $53 million or and he's riding the bench, that's tough. I think sitting outside for a little bit can give him some different perspective of how to play the game and might help him out a little bit. I do find this interesting, though. Didn't the coach just say he's our quarterback, and then a couple days later he's on IR? But I think what he's going to learn from sitting on the sidelines and watching Jacoby Brissett play is that you need to throw the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. in order to have success offensively. So I still think he's going to be the quarterback starting next year.
So the reason this question comes up, of course, is because of the things that their coach has just said about Murray being the quarterback, and then all of a sudden he goes on IR, and everyone cannot ignore the fact that the Cards actually look pretty decent on offense with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, his career has been up and down in Arizona. Sometimes he plays like an MVP. Other times he plays like a guy they just completely overpaid. I personally, I agree with you, Gator and Doug, that I think Cardinals will stick with Kyler Murray, and I would as well. He's got a great skill set, and I think it's the team around him that really sucks as well. It's not just him. He was throwing the ball to Marvin Harrison early in the year, Gator. Marvin Harrison was a bust earlier in the year. He was dropping everything. He didn't look like the top four pick that they thought he was going to be. Now he's gotten better. Is it because of Brissett? Is it because Marvin Harrison's gotten better himself? I'm not sure. But don't count it out, though. They might move on from him. The Broncos took a way bigger cap hit when they released Russell Wilson. The Falcons have a very expensive backup quarterback right now to Michael Penix Jr. So I wouldn't rule it out that Kyler Murray is not their quarterback, but I think in the end, he will be their quarterback, at least to start the year next year. All right, which team not leading their division right now will end up winning their division when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I still think the Lions will win the North. Guys are going to get healthy. They're too well coached not to regain some offensive consistency, in my mind. I think it's going to be a dogfight. It may come down to the last week of the season when the division cannibalizes itself. The Lions, I think, are playing the Bears last game of the year, and the Vikings will play the Packers. So, you know, Lions aren't that far out, but they technically are in second place in the division. I think they're going to end up winning the division because they're the best team.
Okay, I trust Buffalo and Josh Allen more than I trust New England and first half MVP Drake May, which is why I wanted to clarify this is not a prediction, because May's been great, but I will ride with Allen and Buffalo mostly because of their league-leading rushing attack, and they both have good defenses, and Buffalo's only a game back, so I'll go with Buffalo winning their division.
So I'm going to go with the Ravens. They're just a totally different team when Lamar's there and he's healthy. He's a stud, former MVP for a reason. On top of that, the soft schedule on the back half here. They've got two versus the Steelers, who do lead the division right now. But I think they take them back because they win both those games against the Steelers. That division is weak with Lamar Jackson back at quarterback. They start off really poorly, of course. But I think they come roaring back to finish the season. They win the division. And then they're a team to look out for again for the Super Bowl like they were heading into the season. All right, last week, the NFL Network reported that the Steelers actually would want Aaron Rodgers back for another year. Do you think they should run it back again with Aaron Rodgers?
I think the NFL Network should lose their license with the FCC for reporting such ridiculous, ridiculous things. Really? They want him back? Their passing game is very pedestrian. I get that they're 5-3, but why would they want him back? I don't understand. My prediction is Pittsburgh fades in the second half and they part ways. And I want to know who from Pittsburgh told anybody that they want him back. I would be fascinated as to hear why.
Well, they are a winning team right now that's leading the division. That's part of it. I think he's got 17 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 101. That's all part of it. And, yeah, I actually think that, you know me, I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but I respect who he is as a player. When he's good, and he's good right now. And if you're getting good Aaron Rodgers, I think you should take advantage of that and ride that. Next year's crop of quarterbacks isn't all that impressive. If you were going to draft his replacement, good luck with that because I don't like it. But if they did, great, because Aaron loves that.
Trade for Kyler Murray.
would be great. I think that another year of free agency, another draft can really help the Steelers out, and they could be in really good shape by having Aaron Rodgers there. He's played well. Can't argue with that.
So I think it was Ian Rappaport that reported it, Doug, from the NFL Network, and I do believe the report that, you know, they do really want him back. I guess he's been nothing but good for the teammates. The teammates like him. Mike Tomlin and the Steeler organization actually courted him forever, waited for him to make his decision because they wanted him that much. And right now, you're right, Gator. They're 5-3. He's got a good QB rating. He's not the same Rodgers, of course, as years before, but Tomlin does not want a young quarterback. It's pretty obvious. They got rid of Pickett pretty quickly. They went and tried to, you know, revive Russell Wilson. Now they waited for Rodgers. They definitely want him back. But I think after some very deep, deep meditation, Rodgers in the end decline the Steelers' offer and will move on into some Mount Fiji, Fuji, refugee, whatever G, and just move on. All right, guys, the Chiefs-Bills game drew an average of over 30.5 million viewers, making it the second most watched game of the 2025 season. Should Mahomes versus Allen be an annual game as long as both are in the league?
Look, I mean, as a fan, I don't hate it because I want to see the best matchups every year, and it's a great matchup. Brady-Manning was a great matchup when you got a chance to see it. Loved watching that. But you can't force that. I mean, it's unfair the way the rules are. To go ahead and single those guys out just because it's great for TV. I realize that's a formula the NFL probably perks their ears up and goes, oh, maybe we should think about this, which is probably the reason that they actually could do it. I just don't want to do it because I don't want to change the rules because of two guys. There are so many good quarterbacks in this league, so many players worth promoting, that you can hype up a matchup any week and get a pretty good audience for it. I mean, heck, even the Detroit Lions right now are one of those top teams in the league everybody wants to watch.
Yeah, I don't really think this can practically be done because, remember, you can't just change these two team schedules. It has a trickle-down effect where everybody's schedule would get changed. So they'd have to completely scrap their formula and start all over. But by asking this question, it did get me thinking, would the league ever manipulate anything for financial purposes? And the answer is clearly yes. I don't think it should be done, but you never know with the National Football League.
And here comes Kang.
Yes, they can force it, actually, and they will force it every single year because this is the entertainment business, and guess what? This is good for business. Just like Brady versus Manning, Mahomes Allen will be on our TV screens every single year as long as both are in the league and both are relevant. They will make everything else work around it. Yeah, they'll do the switching of the divisions and all that stuff, but there's always, you know, the games where they can schedule whoever they want, wherever they want. We have a game in Berlin again this week, by the way. Awesome. So, yeah, they're going to do this because it's good for business. It's all entertainment. We're going to see it again next year, and there's going to be a bidding war for whoever gets it because these networks know this game draws viewers. All right, last one, guys, and a weird one. Tom Brady revealed this week to People Magazine that his current dog is actually a clone of his late dog who died in December of 2023. Is this touching or flat out weird?
First of all, I feel like this story is made up. But if it is true, I want no part of synthetic dog. It feels like the first part of a Stephen King novel, Cujo 2.0, manufactured dog attacks. Mm. Remember, some people thought Jurassic Park was a good idea. I want no part of Jurassic Dog, and it's weird.
Yeah, you had Stephen King right, but the movie was Pet Sematary was the one that really brings it to mind, although Cujo and Pet Sematary, some similarities there. It's the worst idea ever. This is weird AF, as we like to say. Look, I love my dog just like I love my previous dog. I think cloning them takes away the soul and the spirit that should live on after they've passed. It's all part of life. And I know that parents are going to hate this question, but would you clone your child if you could?
Awkward, weird,
right?
Dude.
Well, I mean, it's the same.
I want Jurassic Kid.
No, you don't. You don't want Jurassic. You don't want this. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Gator, you can compare anything, but you can't equate anything. I'm not.
There we go. I was waiting
for dogs. That's completely different. With that being said, this is absolutely weird. But Tom Brady is an investor in Colossal Bioscience, who's the company or that made this happen for him. So he's putting his money where his mouth is. But he must have really, really loved that dog, man. But yeah, that's weird.
There it is. And that concludes the Y9 Omaha four down around the league blitz thingy. All right, we'll give you reasons that you absolutely should feel better about your Detroit Lions. We'll get to that today at 10:50. For those of you that are in the 39.3% that said they're done after the happenings of Sunday and Tuesday, we'll give you reasons to feel better next. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. This has come up a few times in the last couple of years where every once in a while I feel like one of our teams is playing a mental health game. By that I mean they're playing a game that will do all of the fan base and all of Metro Detroit, it will do a lot to support our mental health by winning a game.
Yes.
The what happened Sunday and Tuesday bothered people. Some have pulled the plug on the season, which is too bad. And I always wonder, okay, why do I see it differently? And part of it is I have a ton of faith in the people running the organization, but they haven't checked the most important box, right? The most important box is winning the Super Bowl, and they haven't done that yet. But I ask you, do you have faith in Dan Campbell?
Absolutely.
Do you have faith in Brad Holmes?
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean they're perfect, okay? But having faith in them, they're not there yet. They don't get the ultimate card of, hey, they won a Super Bowl. They know what they're doing. But without doing that, they have about as much credibility as I think you can have without doing that.
Well, you are a bona fide Brad bot.
I am a Brad bot. There's no doubt about it. That's one. But this Washington game, This game, we need the reset. We need that game where we go, oh, yeah, that's right. Everything's going to be okay. And this is a good team to be playing at this time.
Yeah.
First of all, throughout the course of this season, they're 28th in yards per game allowed. They're 22nd in points per game allowed. They're 19th in rushing yards per attempt allowed. They are 30th in quarterback rating against. They are 19th in QB pressures against. They are 13th in sacks, so they have had some QB pressure. But, Scott, I think they're the right team to be playing at the right time. They've lost two. They've lost one receiver on the IR. They have another one that's probably not going to play in McLaurin. They've got the injury to Lattimore in the secondary. There's all kinds of things that are going wrong with this team. They lost a quarterback. With Mariota, they are even a more dumbed-down version of their offense. They're playing the right team at the right time for a get-healthy game. That's one reason you should feel better about your Lions. Now, to be clear, this is short-term. We're talking about feeling better on Sunday. Just because you're playing a wounded team that has struggled defensively doesn't mean you're a Super Bowl-caliber team. It's just a short-term solution is the way I see it.
Well, I definitely think they're playing the right team at the right time. The Commanders are down right now with all the injuries. They can't feel good about themselves. Their quarterback's elbow has relocated to another part of his body. That's not a good thing for them. And I think the other thing is you go into this and see that Lions don't lose back-to-back games. That's just part of their DNA. They don't. Some of it might be circumstance because who they're going to play at that time, and this might be that right there. But I also think that this team – this is a very prideful team. This team knows what's resting on their shoulders. They know the expectations of the fan base. They even more so the expectations they put on themselves. I think what Dan Campbell had to say, I think it was after yesterday's practice or before yesterday's practice, whenever he addressed the media, I think it's important to note the tone of what he said and the context of what he said. When he speaks and starts calling out certain parts of the team or the organization, I think you listen. And when he comes out and says, we all need to be better, that we have to have a championship mentality, and the players have to have that championship mentality, and then he puts it on the coaching staff too, I think it means a lot. It's like, because you go back to that first year when things weren't working with the offense, and he was quick to say, Anthony Lynn, thank you for your service, but I'm going to start calling plays now. I'm not saying this was necessarily that's the same message that's going public to John Morton and the offense, but I kind of feel like it is. Like, coming out and saying to the coaching staff, we have to be better, we have to be operate as a championship team, and we're not right now.
Right.
That's really the other part of it, is that we're not operating like that. So we're raising the bar for everybody on this team that plays on that field, and every coach that's on the sidelines or up in the booth, we all have to be better at a different level. And I think calling them out, I think gives me a bunch of confidence that they're going to show up and win this game on Sunday.
Do you think they're going to respond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's, like, the injury list is concerning because it's all at one position. There was an interesting story, however, put together by Colton Pouncey in The Athletic that documented how it feels like they are kind of getting to that crisis injury situation again, but they're not. Compared to last year, they're in way better shape. Way better shape than they were last year at this time. Because the injuries that they had sustained, many of them were season-ending injuries. They've got guys that are banged up. And as players come back, this is the one thing about injuries, unfortunately. As players come back, others are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It's not like everybody else is going to stay healthy the rest of the way. Somebody else is going to go down. But you asked a question on your pre-show sheet today, and it made me wonder, well, Gator's got an answer. Do you have a gut feeling on someone who will star on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you look at, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs had that one great game a couple games ago where he had that long run and had the, you know, 200 yards on offense or whatever it was. It was great. And then he's been shut down. Montgomery hasn't really gotten it
going
yet. By
shut down,
yet.
You mean not shut down physically. He didn't do much since.
Teams were able to handle him, and I do think that teams are planning specifically to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. And if that's the case, I think it opens things up. And we've seen them get off to hot starts where I think it was Sam LaPorte had like three catches and 65 yards and a touchdown in the opening drive and then kind of gets ignored for a while and whatever. I think there is somebody. I mean, you can come with whoever you want. I think it's time for a St. Brown game. Because St. is incredibly consistent. He'll catch his six passes a game for 70, 80 yards. But it's been a while since he's had that. It feels like it's been a while since he's had that 8-catch, 155-yard, 2-touchdown performance.
Right.
And I feel like St. Brown is the guy that when you need to get back to getting to the basics, who do you look to? You look at your best players. And Jared Goff is going to say, enough of all this. Remember when we watched in training camp practices, they were going to St. Brown all the time.
Yep.
Because that's the security blanket. That's the guy who really changes things up. I think he's the one that's going to come out and have a monster game on Sunday.
The other thing that I went back and watched the game again last night, had some downtime, and rewatched the game on Sunday.
Okay.
That game was a product of two things that I will predict won't be an issue again. They lost that game because David Montgomery fumbled deep in his own territory, and they had a couple of catastrophic special teams mistakes. Dave Phipp is well-respected. Their special teams haven't been a problem. But a low kick gets blocked and sets up Minnesota with a shorter field, and a kick return sets them up at, like, the plus 35. I think those things were two things that directly led to that loss. I think if those two things, well, maybe even just one of the special teams mistakes, only one happens, and Montgomery doesn't fumble, and there will be turnovers, but David Montgomery fumbling deep in his own territory is not something that I expect to happen again. Scott, I felt like that loss was as much a product of two things that won't happen again as anything else. Otherwise, it would have been one of those, well, they didn't play perfect, but they won the game kind of games. And so that's another reason why I feel better with where this team is.
Yeah, I thought that there were some uncharacteristic mistakes made by this team in all three levels of the game, all three phases of the game. And, yeah, you're right. I don't expect Montgomery to fumble as he's en route to getting the first down.
Yep.
On a third and long play, and he's going for 11 yards, ball comes loose. It's crazy. The special teams mistakes, we just haven't seen the Lions make many special teams mistakes, and they make a couple major mistakes in the same game. And a blocked field goal, throw that one in the mix as well. So I tend to agree with you. There are still problems that linger, though, and those problems were on the offensive line. But that's usually something we've said, and I feel like maybe we've said it all too often about when they win games. And that is, hey, here's the good news. They won the game handling. It was never really in question, and there's still stuff to work on.
There's always a checklist.
The problem is we're still saying that, and it's halfway through the season, and now it's even more dire because of the injury front, losing Mahogany for the year, not knowing who's going to play left tackle on Sunday against the Commanders. That's still a major problem.
Dude, I think Super Bowl champions throughout the course of the season always say that. There's still things to work.
I think everybody says it, but it's another thing to say and then to tangibly see and be like shaking your head like, yeah, dude. And I think that's what I was saying on Sunday is like.
I guess we disagree. I think all the winning teams do that after every game. Yeah, but this could be better. That could be better. There's very, very few occasions where teams walk away. Even the best teams walk away and everybody's completely satisfied.
But I understand. But I think some teams and players will just say that to say it. Like, yeah, you know, I missed that pass. There was a guy wide open 30 yards down the field, and I checked down. I wish I hadn't done that. Should have taken that chance or whatever. And it's like one or two plays. Unfortunately, I feel like with the Lions this year, it's been a lot. And it's been a lot lately. And I'm still on a high on this team. You're what I said in the football questions. I still think they're going to win the division, and they're going to be okay. But I do think that they have to straighten out the issues they have on the offensive line.
Carson Anderson, open lines. Coming up next hour, you hear Dan Campbell, what he had to say about the trade deadline. Straight ahead. Last night I experienced one of life's great frustrations that I know I'm not unique, and I spent basically the entire third quarter of the Piston game trying to accomplish this. I eventually got it done. It was not easy, and I'm sure everyone has experienced the same frustration. I'll explain at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers. Transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.